This is the Team Builders Podcast, building better teams.
Welcome back to the Team Builders Podcast. My name is Jonathan, and along with my two wonderful co-directors, Jerry and Stephen, this podcast explores excellence and high performance in teams and the way in which team building and engagement can positively impact on that pursuit. We bring over 20 years of team building experience, delivering hundreds of corporate team engagements every year across the UK and beyond. If you're looking for practical insights and inspiration to help you build a stronger team, you've come to the right place.
This is the Team Builders Podcast with Stephen Haseley, Jerry Crowley and Jonathan Haseley.
Hello and welcome back to the Team Builders Podcast, hosted by me, Jonathan, and my two wonderful co-directors, Jerry and Stephen. Gentlemen, how are you both?
Great, Jonathan, in great form today. Thank you. Solid sleep, trying to get the 8 hours in.
Oh, good
but
man.
But my next new habit to try and get for this coming few months is to drink water.
Oh, tough one.
It is a tough one. I failed at least 20 times. So
a day.
At least 20 times for 20 months. So I hope in this month I can do it.
Stephen, how you keeping?
I've also been drinking water, but I call it fishing.
Yeah, similar, but different. Gents, thanks for joining us today. I was keen to chat a little bit about this new thing that I saw on social media just recently about what it means to bring your whole self to work. So the idea that you might have mentioned this or you might have heard this before, for some people, bringing your whole self to work feels liberating. For others, it might feel uncomfortable. It might be a challenge. And there's often a potentially a generational divide of what that means and how we should go about that. Like, is work the environment where you should be yourself completely, 100% of the time? Or are you a little different? Home life, work life, those kind of things. And so something I wanted to explore with you and see what we think about bringing your whole self to work. What does that mean? And how do we think that fits in? So Stephen, I'm going to kick it straight off with you, if you don't mind. When people talk about bringing their whole self to work, what do you think that really means for them?
Jonathan, you've thrown me on the bus with the very first terms of social media.
Yeah, sorry.
You know that I'm not the most socially media savvy. However, I do get what you're saying, and that I think people are people, and they bring to work their emotions and their history and their positive and negative mindsets sometimes, and you got to deal with that, and you have to be a real person in the workplace, and you have to explain to people why you're doing things, what you want to do, what you want to achieve long term, medium term, short term. And most of that revolves around being successful in your business and in your work and your family life. And yeah, that takes a little bit of effort, and you want to help that person in their workplace and for them to help you as well. As Jerry Maguire would say, help me to help you.
Yeah.
And that's really team effort, and that everybody understands at the end of the day they want to have achieve something, and they want to go back to their home, to their family, to their dog, whatever, and put their feet up and think, yeah, today was time well spent.
Yeah, absolutely. Jay?
Yeah, I think day to day you have to do bits of each. Sometimes you can bring your whole self because you're feeling strong, you're empowered. Other times you want to leave your family worries behind.
At the door, yeah.
And you want to just attack it and be strong and work and fight through it. I find, speaking personally, if I know one person who I can share something with that can release that stress for me, I can become a better person in that day, as opposed to trying to deal with it myself and not being able to leave it at home. So that's kind of how I see the whole self. But I'm a believer too, if your whole self isn't there in all its small facets, you're going to be hard to achieve things in the day. But being your whole self at work doesn't mean that you're going to lay out all your worries and all your successes and all your whatever's on your mind. It just means that you're present, I think, and that the people around you are connected to what's going on in your life. And I think that is the way to look at it when I see the way you put it. I think that's what it would mean.
Yeah.
That if the people around me are connected with what's going on in my life, they can appreciate perhaps the good times when it's good, the rough times when it's rough, and then they can help you be better, and then you can actually deal with them better too, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, from that perspective, there's often a concern or worry, or, you know, particularly I think about this a lot personally, you know, as a leader within our business, or how other business leaders appear to their team and how they interact. And I think you put that really nicely there about, you know, they're able to then, you know, understand or appreciate that we all have lives outside our work, which we don't necessarily share. Or I certainly don't share a lot of my personal life inside the work environment. But I do like to know about others purely for the good of being able to support them and support what they're going through, good, bad or indifferent, isn't it?
Of us, we work to live. We don't live to work. We're not obsessed by the minutiae of every single penny that comes across our bank. We are always investing into our business and ourselves and our team. And I think that shows that we're interested in them and their families and what they get up to. And also I think that the trade-off is that we want to work with young people who want to put in the same amount of effort, get the same amount of reward out of it.
Yeah.
And we love to share our rewards with our team. regularly. Yeah, we like to do things with them. And that costs a little bit of money, a little bit of effort, but it's worth it for us. And I think that shows that we're caring, sharing people. And also we keep our eyes closely on our business and we have aspirations to do more with them.
Absolutely.
And if you're an empathetic person, it's nice to be asked, you know, because that's your nature. So if you bring that to work and you say to a colleague, how was your weekend? You're open to that conversation. It doesn't mean that they have to say, well, my weekend is none of your business.
Yes.
That's not what they're asking. They're asking, if you want to talk about your weekend, I'm more than willing to listen.
Yes.
And yeah. I think that's great. So you can pick something out of your weekend and say, well, you know, I watched a good movie. Needless to say, you might have been to a theatre, the orchestra, you might have cycled 1,000 miles and you don't want to share that. That's no problem. But they opened it up because that's their way of doing it. And then vice versa. You could be the person who thinks, well, I need to connect a bit more with the team around me. I'll open that up. I think if you bring yourself to work and be open and true to yourself on your point there, you know, when you mentioned you didn't want to share things. And I think by sharing, you're not being true to yourself. So that will cause you stress.
Yeah.
It's like the Bellman theory thing, isn't it? You can only be what you're being. But on the same token, you wouldn't go, I did nothing.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, no, there's points, I guess, you know, and exactly. You have to try and manage that, isn't it? I even had a small note here, you know, how can leaders avoid oversharing without, you know, but while still appearing human? I think that's really important, you know, or something that certainly I give consideration to, because I think, you know, we all live different lives, and we all do our own things. I don't think that makes me any less accessible or any less, you know, it doesn't make me feel cold with the team or whatever it may be. It's just the choices that you make sometimes, isn't it? I do think, I wonder, is there a bit of a generational divide in that? You know, I do notice personally some younger people that join our team, you know, they feel they are more open and honest with everything that they're doing and all that they're up to and all the good and the bad. And I've got these struggles at home and I've got, you know, I'm in this trouble or blah, 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 blah. And I respect that. And obviously, I think hopefully they feel comfortable to be able to do that because they are looking for some support. And that is often, or I often find myself in the position to give that to our team. I do recognise though, again, just to bring it back to perhaps some of our own experiences with organisations that we work with, often, especially in those leadership roles, people want opportunities for people to know the team that you're working with. You know, it's these networking opportunities. It's the opportunity to know the person outside the working environment. Yep. Not because you want to know what they get up to, but when you know what makes them tick or you know how you can connect, it does help build connections, doesn't it? Like, you know, some of our team building experiences are based around building connection with people based on who they are, just not what their job role is.
Again, we've done some icebreaking sessions, which is we find out through the start of the icebreaking session, someone can play the ukulele.
Yeah.
Someone is amazing at
An Olympic medalist.
Yep. Their mother won an MBE, etc. And they should be proud of those things.
Yeah.
They live in the real world with real achievements and real success, and they should be proud of that, not just of their own success, but those of their teammates, etc., etc.
And, you know, just to, you know, jump in between both of those conversations, you can't, as a business leader, pretend to care. Because you just see through you.
Transparent.
So I think being open to the fact that people have all different aspects of their life going on in that one moment, 9:05 on a Tuesday morning, you know, you have to be open to all that. And equally so, you would like them to come to work fully ready to attack the day on behalf of the business and behalf of themselves. And if there's something in the way of that, it's good to see if that can be helped.
I also think it means there's communication as well. In the way that, for me, I think it's difficult for people to communicate just on social media because they're always putting in output and always trying to big up their lives. And I think that's challenging for a lot of younger people in that they're always comparing themselves to other people. And that's very unfortunate. Whilst I'm not on social media, I have to confess, I have got as far as YouTube. And I heard something really interesting by the hip-hop preacher who I know we've listened to and been inspired by. And he said, don't follow me online, follow me home and see that what I'm talking about is what I'm really doing. I think that's really important. But I think you've got to live your life day by day and do things that are positive for you, whatever they may be, whether it's in sport, religion, family, work, whatever. And you don't have to compete with other people. Don't have to compare your life to other people.
Yeah.
I think to share that with your teammates and your colleagues, means that you're a caring, sharing person and you buy into the bigger picture of what success is, not just for me or for you, but for us.
Yeah. Most definitely. And listen, it's about creating an environment where people can feel open to share or not. And and whichever it is, whether you bring your whole self to work or where you bring most of yourself to work, it's about delivering in that moment and going from there, isn't it?
That's what leaders can do in order for it to be effective. Definitely.
Absolutely. Gents, thanks very much. Great. Really appreciate your input on that. Something I caught online and was keen to chat over your thoughts. If you listening here have any different thoughts or would like to share your thoughts with us, please do leave us a comment. Drop us an email. We'd be delighted to read those. And we really appreciate all of the audience interaction that we get on these posts. So thanks so much. Boys, heading away for the day. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Enjoyed the time. Stephen, thanks very much.
Always a pleasure, Jonathan.
Top man. Listen, thanks to all our wonderful listeners for checking in this episode of the Team Builders Podcast. For more insights, ideas, and inspiration to help your team thrive, head over to teamchallenge-company.co.uk and check out more of our episodes there, as well as all of what we can offer your team as you go forward in your leadership journey. Thanks so much, and see you next time on the Team Builders Podcast. Thanks so much for listening to that episode of the Team Builders Podcast. For more insights, ideas, and inspiration, head to teamchallenge-company.co.uk or follow us on social media. We would love to engage with you there. For everything else, we look forward to catching you again on the Team Builders Podcast.